Happy New Year. Welcome to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. I'm John Tanza on this pre-recorded program via remote from Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Friday, January 1st, 2021. The head of the Anglican Church in South Sudan says peace is the only hope for South Sudanese.
Let all politicians open their hearts so that God himself will control their hearts, will instill that peace, that love and spirit of forgiveness and trust so that they be able to demonstrate it the way they implement and they move forward with the peace agreement.
And some South Sudanese say 2020 was the worst year in their lives.
This year has been one of the most difficult years. I actually thought we are all going to die of this coronavirus.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. The Archbishop of the Anglican Church in South Sudan says lack of trust among the signatories of the Revitalized Peace Agreement is holding the implementation of the 2018 Peace Agreement. Justin Bade Arama says unless South Sudanese leaders reconsider their thoughts and implement the peace agreement, the hopes of South Sudanese for a lasting peace in 2021 will continue to dwindle. For VOA News, Wake Simon Wudu reports from Juba.
Let all politicians open their hearts so that God himself will control their hearts, will instill that peace, that love and spirit of forgiveness and trust, so that they be able to demonstrate it the way they implement and they move forward with the peace agreement. Without that, everything will just be verbally, but practically inside, there will be no political will to implement this revitalized agreement.
That is Archbishop Arama, the primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan and the bishop of the Juba Diocese, speaking to me in an interview shortly after Christmas, calling on leaders of the parties to the revitalized peace agreement to get serious about peace in the new year. Archbishop Arama, who led a religious initiative during peace talks negotiation in Addis Ababa in 2018, says trust building among South Sudanese leaders resulted in the signing of the September 2018 peace deal. He says the parties still have a difficult time trusting each other.
That trust is actually becoming weaker and weaker. So that's where we see the main problem. The trust is no longer there. The different parties, they fear each other. They don't trust each other. So we are still praying that they may build that trust so that they are together, they trust themselves, and they see themselves not as enemies, but now as partners in the revitalized peace agreement.
Arama described 2020 as one of the darkest years for South Sudanese. Besides the crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Archbishop says the lack of political will among the parties to the agreement has eroded the confidence of most South Sudanese in their government.
There's been the economic challenge which affected everybody. Our currency losing its value against the dollar. And secondly, much displacement due to floods and some violence around the country. And the biggest part where we are expecting light is the slow implementation of the revitalized peace agreement.
Arama is appealing to South Sudanese leaders to throw away their bitterness, their desire for revenge and tribalism as the country ushers in the new year. He says the political and economic atmosphere in the country has resulted into a state of anarchy in many parts of South Sudan. He says citizens deserve lasting peace in the country.
They are not happy because up to now, they don't know who is there for them to help them. And then the factions, they continue to fight each other. So they are always in misery. So their prayer and their expectation is they need peace. Let there be one government who caters for them And for example, when we go to Upper Nile, internal province, we find Malakal and all those, people are worried and people are fearful. They are looking forward that the politicians should bring peace.
Implementation of the revitalized peace agreement has been slow, with some of the signatories accusing the transitional government of national unity of doing very little to fund key sections of the agreement, including security reforms, constitutional amendments, and a formation of a unified army. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.
Some residents of the South Sudan's capital, Juba, say 2021 was the most difficult year in their lives. Some of the residents of Juba town say the COVID-19 pandemic, worsening economic situation, hyperinflation, and skyrocketing prices of commodities in the market made life difficult for majority of South Sudanese across the country. Our reporter David Monodanga went to the streets of Juba to ask people about their experiences in 2020.
Yes, David. This year, it has been a year, I don't know where to start. Full of stress, a lot of challenges, no schools, no good jobs, because people are locked down because of the issue of corona. And then again, the prices in the market, the commodity in the market affect us a lot. At times, poor people, they cannot manage to survive.
This year has been one of the most difficult years. I actually thought we are all going to die of this coronavirus. We looked at the situations in Italy, in England, in the US. We thought we are all going to die of the virus. But see, God is good. Anyhow, we managed to move until the end of the year. And the most memorable event to me happened in November 24th, when my wife gave me my first child, a bouncing baby girl. I was really happy and said thank you, God, because in this bad situation still he was able to reward me and my wife. Her name is, by the way, Nabukera Violet. She's a Ugandan.
My most memorable moment of 2020 is when we, the youth union, visited the president. So it was my first time to actually meet the president. So that was really exciting for me. Just the privilege to be able to sit with him in the room, listening to him talk to us about his life experiences.
The memorable event about 2020 is when I survived death in Kajokeji. It all started during the lockdown when schools were closed. We had nothing to do, so I left Kampala and came back to the village in Kajokeji. When I was in Kajokeji, all was good, not until when a conflict between the opposition, IO, had misunderstanding among themselves. During that incident, me and my dad survived death, and that is one thing about 2020 I will never forget about it.
What will remind me of 2020 is the hardship that we've been going through since the outbreak of coronavirus that has made everything moving slow in the country. This 2020 is a year that can really traumatize many people, because if you look around now, citizens are really suffering. Some are even becoming mad. Some of them are even going for a week with only one meal.
The sad thing is for me, I lost my father. August. So this was very painful for me, especially that time. Till now, I'm still in a bad situation. But good thing I'm still alive. This means that God is there.
2020, the worst year ever, according to me. It has done a lot. First of all, the economic crisis. Life became very tough because some of the people, they lost their jobs in fear of catching the virus and all that. So it has not been an easy year altogether, but we thank God that until now we are able to cross it.
I think the most memorable event in my life is when I had to leave my job because due to the lockdown, you know, there's no way people can move. There's no another business somebody can do. So the money I was getting wasn't really enough for me. So I had to quit because of that. And of course, when I left, I had to stay at home for some time before getting another job.
In 2020, really, that as I'm seeing, there's no peace in South Sudan. Because when there's a peace, you cannot get people are kidding with a non-government, people are lobbying, which is not good. And then there's no road even in South Sudan.
Those are voices of South Sudanese speaking to our reporter David Monodanga about their experiences in 2020. Some persons living with disabilities in South Sudan say the COVID-19 preventive measures introduced by the Ministry of Health made life difficult for them. The program manager at the South Sudan Physical Rehabilitation Center says some persons living with disabilities tested positive for coronavirus, leading to the reduction in the number of beds at the center. For VOA News, Ding Magot reports from Juba.
Persons living with disabilities say they depend on physical contact while moving about, since some of them have no wheelchairs or crutches. Persons with visual problems depend on their hands to feel their way forward when they move from place to place. During the COVID-19 outbreak, blind people face many challenges, such as maintaining social distance. Zekia Musa, who was born without her sight, works as a counselor at the Humanity and Inclusion International NGO. She says at times it is hard to locate water points for washing hands, adding that she always depends on the kindness of others for guidance.
We are not supposed to touch someone, especially for the vision impairment. We need some assistance in other areas, and that's why sometimes it is hard actually to cope up with this. But we try to realize that even if you have to be guided, the preventive measures should be there. So if, because nothing from assistant, you will no way for you to run away from the guide.
Seme Ladu Michael, Secretary General of the South Sudan Union of Persons with Disabilities and the Project Manager of the Union of the Physically Disabled Persons, says he has not received any personal protective equipment from any organization or the Ministry of Health. Michael says his disability requires physical contact, which exposes him to contracting the virus.
Sometimes I used to ask for help, you know. For example, if I wanted to cross a road and, you know, it was very hard for me to cross a road, okay? Which means that I need someone who can able to help me.
Michael is asking that persons with disability be included in all awareness campaigns and that the government supply them with personal protective equipment.
Let us include persons with disabilities, okay? And I mentioned before there are different associations of persons with disabilities. And my message to the government, okay, inclusion of persons with disability, okay, I think it will, because they know how to communicate among themselves, you know. I prefer that if the government or organizations, it will be fine. Let them have a sign language interpreter and let them have a sign language training.
Gender, Child and Social Welfare National Minister Aya Benjamin Warile says people with disabilities should be involved in all programs aimed at raising awareness about COVID-19.
As a ministry, we participated in food, and some groups also received some food items. But then for the long term plan is really to incorporate their activities in all the programs that we have.
The Disability and Inclusion 2016 policy has not yet been approved by the Parliament. The Bill of Rights says that all levels of government shall guarantee to persons with disabilities or special needs participation in society and enjoyment of rights and freedoms set out in this constitution, especially access to public utilities, suitable education and employment. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Coming up, some Sudanese say they hope 2021 will bring lasting peace to their country. Find out why after this break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for life. The fact that I am able to live a full life and be able to do the kind of things that I want to do.
I'm very thankful for my life, my children, and my job. My job helps me to get money. I'm very, very thankful for that.
I thank Allah for my life and for my parents.
I'm grateful because I've attained at least education. Education is going to help me get a job and get other opportunities in life.
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my husband, my children, and all the lovely friends of mine who have been helpful to me.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. In Sudan, citizens have been commemorating the second anniversary of the start of nationwide street protests that began in December 2019 and led to the overthrow of Sudan's longtime military ruler Omar al-Bashir in April 2029. The demonstrators have also protested recent political developments in the country and demanded better living conditions. As we look at the Northeast African nation's transition to democracy, Sudanese analysts say the year 2020 has been rowdy for the country, with key successes and major challenges that will carry over into 2021. Nabil Biagio has this report from Washington.
Ismail Ibrahim is a professor at the Institute of African and Asian Studies at the University of Khartoum. He says Sudan's transition is faced with challenges, none more pressing than the economy.
The most pressing challenge that is the living conditions of the people, you know. The rise in the poverty, level of poverty, the cost of living is just, it's becoming terrible, unbearable. And unfortunately, it is related to the lack of the basic necessities, the food and cooking gas and all the oil necessary for the transportation, whether that's gasoline or benzene or whatsoever, you know, you call it, you know, the petroleum products, you know. And the most, I mean, disappointing thing that there is no prospect, there is of a constructive policy formulated by the government so that that could improve the situation, you know, unfortunately.
Months of protest led the military to oust former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir after 30 years in power. The protests were led by the Forces of Freedom and Change, a coalition of political parties and professional associations which now shares power with the military. Ibrahim says a rift in the ruling coalition hampers Sudan's transition.
The problem is also compounded by the rift within the ranks of the coalition that is for freedom of change. This coalition that is supporting the government and it is formulated the government has reflected badly and negatively on the ability of the government, you know, to come out with a constructive policy to address, you know, the difficult economic situation, you know.
Key transitional government institutions have yet to be established, most important among which is a transitional National Legislative Assembly. Since August 2019, Sudan has been governed by a military-civilian government. At the top is a sovereign council with 6 civilians and 5 military generals, and a civilian cabinet or council of ministers led by Prime Minister Abdul Hamdok. In this first half of a 39-month transitional period, the head of the sovereign council is General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, backed by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who is in charge of a paramilitary force known as the Rapid Support Forces. Samah Salman is a strategic and economic analyst and president of the U.S. Educated Sudanese Association in Khartoum. She says central to the economic crisis is the control of the military and the rapid support forces over Sudan's economy.
Together, they control about 80% of the country's economy through a lot of the companies, both public and private companies. So you have the gold sector, the livestock and slaughterhouses, and petroleum. Most of these companies are actually owned by the military. And so unless the military agrees to give up control of the most of Sudan's financial resources, they will continue to have the upper hand.
Sudan faces its worst food security crisis in recent history, caused in part by months of devastating floods, a COVID-19 lockdown, and hyperinflation. The United Nations says nearly a quarter of Sudan's population is severely food insecure, while the inflation rate hit 270% last month. Salman notes that Sudan's transition, however, has not been without successes. Key among them is a peace agreement signed in October between the government and a coalition of rebel groups. She says the government needs to work hard to bring on board holdout groups that have not signed the peace deal. Another success is that the United States dropped Sudan from its State Sponsors of Terrorism list, or SSTL, after 27 years.
And then the U.S. agreed to provide the IMF with $1 billion in order to help Sudan clear its arrears to the IMF and to open doors for direct foreign investment. In fact, I had a call with the IFC, the International Finance Corporation, which is the private sector arm of the World Bank today, and they expect that by end of this coming January, Sudan will be open to foreign direct investment, which is fantastic news. So it looks like things are going quite smoothly in this respect.
The move came after Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to compensate victims of terrorism attacks by Al-Qaeda in 1998 and 2000. Sudan was accused of providing support to the terrorist organization. Salman and others say Sudan also has taken important steps to expand civil rights in the country, preserve women's rights, and criminalize the practice of female genital mutilation. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.
From Khartoum, we move back to Juba, where some residents of the capital say they hope the year 2021 will bring changes in the country. The COVID-19 preventive measures introduced by the Ministry of Health across the country, coupled with the hyperinflation, affected majority of families in South Sudan. Our reporter Viola Elias went to the streets of Juba to learn more about the wishes of South Sudanese for the year 2021.
We are saying that we need some changes to be there, actually, because now when we see 2020, actually it is a worse year because the coronavirus had come there. Like, for example, it began in 2019 and then it reached 2020, of which everything was locked down. So we expect there will be a good change in 2021, mostly. Yeah, my personal dreams, actually, the first thing that should be prioritized, actually, is peace. So when there is peace in the country, then it will help a citizen of the country to do whatever you like. Any dream that is in your mind, actually, can be done, because when the people are in peace.
Yes, my dream is stability of the South Sudan, to be a peaceful country where there is a law and order. And also the economic stability, which is accompanied with the security situation in the country. This is what I dreamed, that South Sudan should be like other countries who are stable, who have developmental economic, and all the need social welfare of the people of the country, and whatever necessary for the people, that should be provided to them.
So for our case, we expect 2021 to be a new year with a new thing in a demand. I would like 2021 to come with new thing, like there will be a job opportunities to the youth of South Sudan, because now youth are suffering. Our elders are there for us, or our government is there for us. And yet, in previous years, there were no job opportunities. For this time, at least government needs to do something for the generation or for the unemployed youth who are suffering within this long.
If there's something I really want to see changing, as in South Sudan, it's the mentality of the youth. You understand? Because, of course, it's the biggest percentage, it's the youth, not so. And when they come together, a lot of things will get to change. Okay, so I would really love to see the mentality of the youth changing. Okay, and that will only come in, that is if we get to like have peace in the country. We need peace, because when it's there, I mean, everything will just fall into place. There's no way things are going to happen in the country when there's no peace. Okay, like for instance, look at our music industry. You understand? I mean, people finding it hard, Junubino finding it hard to support our very own artist, because there's no way someone is going to like sit back and start supporting their own. Things ain't stable. We don't know what is coming in next. That is why we're seeing our artists complaining, this, that, we're not being supported, this, that. And then other things also come in. I don't want to mention them because they might come for me. Stuff like corruption, civilians having arms.
For the upcoming new year, 2021, I would like South Sudan to be peaceful, more peaceful than what I'm seeing currently. And I would also like to see that by 2021, all the street children who are loitering around the city of Juba, more especially Konyokonyo, custom, they get a guardian to guide them. Actually, we have a father. A father who is our leader in this country, he has to see to it that the children go to school, the children are catered for, and the children are our future leaders of tomorrow.
My dreams for 2021 is to have peace in South Sudan. So we need to be one and have peace in mind and in our hearts. To have change, because many people are suffering, so we need our leaders to look back for those people who are having difficulties in life, to see them as themselves. My dream as a woman is to see my children having the progress, the well progressing. I don't need many people to see them dying.
Those are voices of South Sudanese expressing their dreams and hopes for the new year 2021. That's our first show for January 1st, 2021. We now leave you with the classic song Bonane by Lokasa Yambongo and Samangwana. This one goes out to my friends, Jacob Christopher Nyal and Kazimiro Taban Mora in Juba.
Merci, encore merci beaucoup. Tout puissant merci, tu m'as donné beaucoup la chance. Bonne année, 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 bonne année,
bonne année, bonne année,
bonne année, bonne année, bonne année, bonne année, bonne année, bonne année, bonne année, bonne année. Beaucoup manger, poisson bébé, on dit pas, on va rouler jusqu'au matin. Bonne année, oh, yeah. Bonne année, oh, bonne année, bonne année, bonne année, oh, bonne année, bonne année, oh, bonne année, 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 bonne année.
We've been listening to Lokasa Yambongo and Samangwana with the song Bonane. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Happy New Year, and thanks for being with us this evening. Remember to always wash your hands with soap, practice social distancing, and wear a mask when you are out in public places. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers, because there is no cure for coronavirus. Join us again next week for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
Bonne année.
suis moins imposé. Durant toute l'année, j'ai fêté la mort comme jouer au ballon. Et maintenant, c'est la fête. Bonne année, bonne année.